This is the budget hearing.
Welcome, everybody. I guess we call to order the budget hearing. I guess Jake's not here. I guess we need an approval for the minutes.
Yeah, we'll just,
Or do we just do the budget?
I've given you a copy there, and it's the ones for the, where it says the current year 2026, the ones in red are ones that I don't have a final exact number for yet, because we're not clear to the end of the year. JP did suggest, though, that we add an extra $100 for our insurance bonding, down under expenses. It's like the, I don't know, somewhere around the 10th line down where it says insurance bonding. We've been doing $100 through, can't remember the name of the company, but I've gone down to where Ralph Myers is. It's Levitt Insurance now, I think, but I think it's surety that we actually get the bond through, but, they're going to be doing a new, like a crimes something policy. So it's probably, is it gonna be like a whole, like somebody, everybody in the state is going through the same one? Is the state gonna be doing it for us, or what?
I believe so. I think it's that state, Utah Government Trust, agency that, it'd be the same people that we get like the equipment insurance through. I think, recalling what Jay said in one of our meetings, that's who it's through. And it's a crime insurance policy, and in that, the bonding for the treasurer and CDs is included in there, so they're just going
Is that Jay?
Into that all in one, so.
Okay. Jake is trying to call my phone. I'm gonna hang up on him and let Heber call him back. Oh, hang on just a second. I can swap here for a second.
You could just merge the calls and they could both be on there.
Oh.
And the hearing.
Okay.
Is Jake still calling you?
All right, I've just merged you, so Jake, JP is on the phone as well.
Okay.
So we're, there we are. I've got them both on there. That works. We were just talking about the surety bond is going to go up a little bit, and it'll be through the Utah Government Trust next year. So I've upped that to $200. It might not be exactly that. It might be more, it might be less, but,
Quick question about that. If we're gonna have a range drill now, we talked about an insurance, that will need to go up on top of that.
Yeah, that will be a separate policy, but JP's working on seeing what we can get in insurance for the equipment too, right, JP?
Sorry, I'm picking up the pickup real quick. I'll be right back on. Is that okay, Lynette?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry. Just give me one moment.
Must be getting his car.
Maybe it's.
I bet he's going in to get his car. He said he was about there.
Oh, okay. We can talk about that in a minute then, but, I pretty much left everything else the same, except, I am going to be needing some more toner for the coffee machine. That's not clear out, but I think it's been like 5 years or something, but it's not cheap. I wanna say like.
About by a printer with an ink can.
Yeah, I think to be able to get a whole set, it's somewhere around $800 or something. So I've upped that office maintenance supplies to, I think it was 500, and I moved it up to 100, or 1,000, I mean. And it might not, I know it won't be that much, but that'll be, you know, a ballpark, or it'll be more than what we need.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, we were just asking about, or talking about how you were gonna look into insurance for the drill as a separate policy from the bond.
Yes. Yes, so I got a hold of them, but it was like their admin, and she let me know of who
like it would have been or who our agent would be for our area. She gave me their contact information number, number and email, and I sent, tried to call, it's a voicemail, it's a message and an email, and have not heard anything back on that equipment insurance policy. I was trying to even just get like a number, right? Like, hey, policy like that, I know it's not going to be exact. I just need a number, and I have heard nothing. So I don't, and I don't know what to tell you that's going to be for this upcoming year, but hopefully if I can get it before the budget is due or get sent in, I can send it in that email thread or a text thread, and we can motion approve and ratify later.
Would one of the other districts have an idea?
So I called two other coordinators to see if they had it yet, and they don't have anything in place yet.
What if they spent approximately other years, like last year?
This is the first time we've done this. We haven't ever gotten a an insurance policy or anything for this equipment, mostly because anything that would be eroded if it was to happen to a individual's vehicle or whether it could be, or I guess the assumption was it would be covered underneath their vehicle insurance. But if somebody's not insured or something happens aside from that, like what are you going to do? Somebody falls off the back of the drill while they're loading or something. So that's where the Utah Government Trust entity came in. But I don't have a number. I don't know what it would be.
Okay.
If it would be a year or not. So
we can add that later.
And I tried calling again today, just before I tried before every meeting, and I haven't yet to get them, but.
Is there something you could do, a form or something, that kind of pushes that insurance liability off onto whoever ran them? Like, is there some
disclaimer?
Disclaimer?
I don't think there would be any damage to you or the equipment is on you.
Because I think kind of in the contract anyway that they got to replace any broken issues.
Right. Yeah, that's in the contract, in the lease agreement, I guess. As far as anything like that would go to the piece of equipment itself. But just those around that are operating it, it's probably just not a bad idea to have something on there. But yeah, as of now, I really don't know what to put in for like a yearly amount on that line item, but I'm hoping to get that information before the end of the year or the end of fiscal year. So when I have it, I'll give it to you guys, but I have yet to see it.
Okay.
I would think we need something on there regardless of it's. You're using it at your own risk.
Yeah.
I guess it's just how much a waiver like that would hold up in a court of law. You know, if it's solid or if it's not, I don't know how they work.
I think as long as you've got signatures on that, then you're, I know I've looked into it for like the rodeo.
But yeah,
sometimes like if somebody comes down the bleachers and twists an ankle and then they're gonna blame the rodeo. We're covered through some of that through the town, and the other is the signs all over, enter at your own risk.
Yeah, I don't know how the state works on that. I don't know if we're a suitable entity, if we can be held liable because we're the ones that rented it out to the, you know, the local farmer that didn't have all the right safety equipment or anything, but didn't do a proper training. I think it's just a question of if we are liable and if we need to cover that.
That'll be questions that JP can find out when he talks to the insurance too, and just see what they cover and if, you know, just what a waiver would, how strong it would hold.
I can do that.
Okay. I don't think there's anything more on the budget that will be too much more out of line other than just having to add that insurance on there.
So do we need to wait to have an idea from JP before we approve this, or can we approve it
I think you could probably go ahead and approve it now, if that's, especially when it falls into the next year and we don't have an idea. I don't think that that would be a, and I don't think it's going to be a huge cost, you know, different. I hope it's not to where they, you know, the state would throw a fit about, but.
Is it something you could amend to anyway if it was, it was a big issue?
Yeah.
I think so.
We can amend it. And I believe that this is just the budget hearing, so you just do like a tentative, and then in our regular meeting that'll follow, that that will be where you need to approve what we've done here.
So right now, we just need a motion to approve the way it sits on this.
Yeah.
I'll entertain the motion to approve the current budget. Is it sure?
I'll make that motion to approve the budget.
All those in favor say aye.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And then was that also a motion to close the public hearing and move to the regular meeting?
Believe so.
Kobe made that motion, unless you just have it.
Okay. That works.
All right.
All right, let me